Hi, welcome back. We are on chapter 5. We're talking about all things friendship, and this is a 1000 Voices podcast. If somebody sent a link to you to listen to this, welcome. And you should also send this link to somebody else, invite them to come back so they can also listen to some of the most interesting things that I have to say. So this podcast is in chapters. This is chapter 5. I'm talking about friends. If you check chapter 4, I was talking about all things love. If you check chapter 3, I was talking about family. Today's topic is a very deep one, and I think it's very, very important that we talk about this, because I feel like we just suffer in silence, and sometimes we just tolerate some of the things that we should not. So, how do you spot a fake friend? First of all, we need to define a fake friend. What is a fake friend? This is somebody that comes into your life with ulterior motives. So they don't genuinely care about you, but they maybe like who you are, or they like what they can benefit out of you, and then they decide to associate themselves with you. In most cases, actually, and this is from experience, they sort of like swindle their way into your life, maybe because you decide to hang out once or twice, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're just talking about so many things. And in most cases, it's very like short term. It's somebody that you've known either through work, or maybe you met them at the gym, or maybe you met them at the library, and then you just communicate, and then you spend a lot of intimate time together, like in a short space of time, and then all of a sudden they kind of become your friend. So now they're deep into your life, right? So you need to be able to identify all of those characteristics, like this person genuinely care for me, like genuinely. And I'm gonna show you how, because most types of those fake friends, they're only available when it suits them. When you actually just genuinely need someone, then they're not available. And you tend to see that maybe when you hang out, they expect you to almost do everything, like they don't want to do anything. Most of these fake friends, they also like backstabbers. Like, you will not even be aware, but they are in your life because they're trying to extract some sort of information so that they can feed it where else they are feeding, and you won't even realize it. And how you can identify the characteristics of this person is they gaslight you, they also guilt trip you, and they use a lot of emotional blackmailing. Now, this is very difficult for me to explain, but in chapter 6, I will be talking about emotional intelligence. And within that chapter, you will be able to determine how all of these things work. Now, another point is, within spotting a fake friend, right, you have to be very assertive and protective of your surroundings, your environment, your awareness, everything. Because that way you will be able to filter out people that don't have genuine motive towards you. Also, another thing, this is very big for me, because I'm coming out of a friendship that was very short-lived, simply because it wasn't an authentic friendship. It was built on somebody wanting to milk me dry. So I had to learn it the hard way. And the last point on spotting a fake friendship is trusting your instincts. And trust me, guys, when I discovered that this person wasn't genuine, I was so heartbroken purely because of that. But the biggest heartbreak was my instinct spoke to me. My gut feeling spoke to me. So you have to prioritize self-preservation. You have to prioritize listening to your gut, because sometimes it does communicate. And actually, not sometimes, all the time it communicates. And some of the impacts, and this is now like realizing that you had a fake friend, is almost like a domino effect, because that is the first domino effect. Now you have low self-esteem because you trusted someone only to realize that they were there for whatever motive. you also have anxiety and you get to spend time in isolation because you feel like, I don't want to have friends anymore because what world are we living in, you know, if people are like this? Then another thing is it damages your trust because now it's going to be difficult to trust people anymore. It kind of leaves you on an island all alone. Then also, you know, personal growth and genuine connections in life become really messed up because of that pain from losing out and realizing, wait a minute, this was a fake friendship. It wasn't good for me. So the best way you can do this is build some sort of resilience. Have self-compassion. Forgive yourself. This is what I had to do. Like, I spent time forgiving. I had to beg myself for forgiveness. Like, I am so sorry. I ignored all of those warnings. I saw a lot of red flags and I ignored them simply because obviously that person will have something that they use as a hook to keep you on while they try to get out as much as they can from you. And you need to be able to now identify all of those red flags and act on them, not ignore them, because, you know, you are sort of like under some sort of hypnosis or whatever the case may be. But always listen to your gut feeling and ask people for some sort of advice. Like, what do you think about this situation? And I think inner strength plays a big role because in my experience, I've had various situations where, because I did mention, guys, remember, if you're listening, the first episode on chapter 5, which is friendships, I spoke about how I used to travel to different places. So all my friendships were not like for years. It would be like a few weeks, a few months. And I'd spend a lot of time trying to make friends. And within that, that's when I realized that some of these friendships were actually not real. And you meet people in life for so many reasons. And one of my strengths and weaknesses, I trust, I always see the good in people. And within that, if you show the goodness in someone when they have ulterior motives, they will actually come closer to you because they can tell that, oh, so you trust me. Okay, I'm going to show you. So be safe out there. Take care of yourself. Take care of emotions. Take care of your mental health. Make sure you surround yourself with people that genuinely care. And if they don't, you gotta ask why. I'll see you on the next one.